Have you ever seen those like previews for probably really dumb movies about like, oh, I'm video chatting with somebody, but like the person that I'm chatting with sees a killer in the background? What if this is that, but all we can hear is like the clanging of his microphone arm, and we don't know if it's a killer or not?
You think Mike is being murdered as we speak?
I'm like, I don't know. There's a chance.
Good Lord, man.
What if that's what it was, that there was a killer in his house watching some like slasher flick to get up the nerve and get some ideas? And
so what do we do here? I mean, just let's skip to that part. I don't want to know how we get all the way there. What do we do? What should we do if Mike is being hacked to bits right now? Should we start prepping a eulogy? Not much else we can do, right? Like,
well, we should send this podcast to the police.
We should probably call the police, dude, before we do anything. Let's call the police first and like report the murder.
Hang on, I gotta download something. I want to do all this live. Let me see if we can record the call to the police. This is more important. The good of the pod.
Wait, you know what? I don't really feel like calling the cops right now. I'm sure he's fine.
Is this any better?
Oh, you're back.
Hey, Mike's back. Mike's back.
Can you? No?
Yeah, you're. Yeah,
wait,
no, you're...
No, okay, no, say something.
I'll try to say something for an extended time. How's this?
Describe, like, the migration patterns of tuna fish real quick.
There's a lot of different kinds of tuna fish.
Name them.
Bluefin. Ahi. There's a big...
Pretty surprised you knew, too.
He knows way more about tuna than real Mike would. The guy killed him, and this is the imposter.
Oh.
What guy? There's a guy?
No, dude, you're fine. You're definitely not murdered. You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Josh Harrison, Mike Bogart, and me, Tapanjani. If you had your druthers, what would you do?
What are...
Mike, you know this word.
I know.
No, I know this. I know this word. I know that it's a phrase like, if I had my druthers, I would do this.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, so... I'm giving them to you guys. I'm giving you your druthers. What would you do?
I would do everything that I have always held back on doing for one reason or another.
Like what?
Like jumping out of a plane with no parachute. Like,
Damn.
That's what I was going to say.
Wait, Mike, that was the exact thing you were going to say?
I've already said that before on this show, so.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You have. Fine. So, new one. I would just swim into the ocean and just keep swimming and never worry about how tired I was getting. And I would just, like, keep going away from land because I've got my druthers.
This guy's got his druthers.
I've got my druthers.
Exactly.
My druthers will save me.
Druthers aren't like flotation devices.
I don't need flotation devices. I need, like, energy and sustenance. I need something to catch me a tuna fish. Of some flavor, and druthers will help me do that.
So your very first thing you want to do if I gave you the all-powerful power in the world is to swim in the ocean just indefinitely?
Yeah, I would be the first man that swam all the way around the world.
Who cares?
That would be fucking incredible.
I would go down in history.
Yeah, as the guy who could have started like the next chapter of his life by... I don't know, just doing that thing that I always wanted to do, where if you get super rich, you can like dive into a pile of coins and like swim around in it. I always wanted to do that. That's what I would do if I had my druthers.
Druthers aren't money, though.
Druthers can be money.
Nah.
If I had my druthers, I think I would, when I get on the elevator and there's a bunch of other people, I just look at all of them, I make eye contact, and I press every single button. Every single button.
And no one could do anything about it.
What are they going to do? I got my druthers.
You got your druthers.
What would be the scariest thing to read in Braille? There is a right answer for this.
Oh, man. There's so many different kinds of scary.
I don't know. Are you trying to get us to make fun of like a disability? I can't tell. I can't tell what your end game is.
No, 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 no.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm walking on eggshells here.
Do you want me to just go after blind people who have like taken the effort to learn a different method of reading?
No, 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 no. I don't want any jokes at anybody's expense. I'm saying that if you like, you could have sight and still read this in Braille.
And it would still be scarier in Braille.
Yeah, way scarier in Braille.
How can there be a right answer for this? What are you talking about?
It's got to be it's got to be tactile.
No, I'd be like, you just feel it, and every word reveals itself to say, your girlfriend knows the password to your phone. And then that's it. Because when you feel that at the end, you still hope that it might be like, a different word that starts in PH.
What would it be?
0002.
I don't know any other PH words.
Physician.
Oh,
they're buds. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be much better than like what it reveals itself to be.
Although I guess password to your physician is not really. Anyway, do not touch.
That's pretty good.
I like that. Do not touch.
Do not touch. It's, you know, it's right there.
Yeah. Because at that point, you've already done it.
I've already done
it. It's too late.
Yeah.
How could a sighted person do this? I don't understand. Would it just say do not touch in like little bumpy things on a piece of paper?
Do you think like eventually a sighted person just comes to recognize Braille by sight? And they're like, oh, damn it. Like, I cheated.
Yeah. I mean, you probably could, right?
Right. So they would know not to.
Like, it's symbols. It's just like, I don't know, like the Greek alphabet or whatever.
Wow. What a weird thought. I've never thought about that.
Yeah. You'd probably just connect the dots, as it were.
Like, their brains are probably wired differently. Because you really got to ask yourself, what sighted person is trying to learn Braille?
I can't even.
Like, who? Who's trying to do that? Just like the most altruistic person ever who can like then start to work with a blind population.
But how does it even help?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. This is amazing to me that there are sighted people in the world. There must be who know Braille.
Well, yeah.
There have to be.
I don't know. There are people that know.
Let's just ask. Hang on. If this ever works, I don't know if this ever works. Listeners out there, if any of you know Braille, like just hit us up real quick. Because I have so many questions.
Like what? What are all of your questions?
Please do.
Well, you know, we'll wait. You don't want to be rude.
Okay.
We'll wait till someone tells us it's cool to ask questions, okay?
I'm just saying, you could be more efficient instead of like making them reach out and then you ask the question. That's a back and forth that...
No, you don't understand. I'm trying to obtain like backdoor permission to say that it's okay to talk about Braille.
Okay.
It seems like something that would be offensive for some reason. I don't know why. It just feels like it.
Tappan and I decided to send Mike to the Chicago Bears game today to do some investigative reporting. So fresh from the scene, here's Mike Bogart. Tell us what you learned.
Okay. So I was told to source this anonymously. And this person chose a name they wanted to go by.
Okay, this is interesting.
that name was Lobby Burr.
Okay.
It's the name this person chose.
That actually raises an interesting question. How do people decide on random anonymous names? Like, you hear that all the time.
I don't know, because I definitely know who it is already. Like, I know who this is.
Oh.
This sounds exactly like the guy's actual name.
Okay.
That's funny. That's good. Okay, anyway, Mike, what did Lobby say?
Well, the thing about Lobby was, like, such a people person.
Sure, yeah.
Like, I've known Lobby a while, and I haven't seen him for a few years, and like I was like, wow, you're very personable.
Well, look at you. You really turned into quite the guy.
Yeah, no, not even in a patronizing way, just like, wow, cool. So he fancied a girl sitting behind us. And he was like, check this out. I'm going to ask her for a number.
Oh, shit.
In front of her dad.
Wait, hang on.
So he...
hang on.
Can I guess what's about to happen here?
Please do.
Was she just dating an older man?
That's what I thought. He had no idea. I thought it was like, when he said that, like, he said, oh, your dad's really smart.
He said that to her? Like, oh my God.
I was like, that is some fucking bold shit you just did. He asks her, he's like, hey, what do you think's going to happen in the game? Like, what do you think the final score is going to be? And her dad says, like, oh, it's going to be 21-16. He's like, oh, your dad's really smart.
Wow, man.
It worked.
No way.
She got his number?
Got his number.
No.
Or he got her number. He got her number.
Oh, right.
Wait, yeah. But who was... There's no way that was her dad next to her, right?
It was her dad. He goes, I don't know, he was just doing some like...
He just met her dad the same moment that he met her?
Yeah, he friended her dad like first.
That is the most personable fucking shit I've ever heard in my whole life.
When he asks, he goes, so hey, like, could I get your number? And her dad goes, dude, like, hey, give him your number.
Are you kidding me?
No.
He turned her dad into a wingman.
Yeah, he's like, hey, can I get a picture of you guys with the field behind you and stuff? Like,
this is a very impressive story. Nicely done, Lobby.
I know.
Okay, so how does this...
I just wanted to know, like, what is your, like, greatest display of your personality? What's the best you've ever, like, kind of worked it?
I have one that is the opposite, where...
Okay.
Like... It happened, and I looked way cooler than I am in real life.
What happened?
It was senior year of high school. You know, people who hold on to their high school memories are just pretty healthy. and we were in all-guys gym, and I was playing second base. It was softball, and I was running out to the field like the inning had not begun. But apparently, it began the second I turned around to face home plate, and like all I heard was just like the crack of a bat and this screaming softball just coming right at me. And out of nowhere, I'm right-handed. I put up my left hand and pop! I just like grabbed it from the air.
Really?
And it was the most, like, I looked around and everyone's just like, oh yeah. And I'm just like,
one
hand. I looked at my left hand. I'm looking at the ball. I one-handed, like, just, oh, an unbelievable, like, line drive. I couldn't believe I caught it. Greatest moment ever.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Wow.
Huh.
That's my...
That doesn't seem like a good display, though, because that's a little... That's false.
Yeah, I know. That's okay, though. Let people think that.
Did you ever make another web gem? Or was that your only web gem?
We had another opportunity later in the game, I think. It was a pop fly infield to end the game, and we would have won. But the third baseman was hell-bent on, you know, really... contributing, and so he ran over to second base, and he was a bit of a rotund fellow, just straight like I'm looking up at the sky like my glove is ready to make the catch. He just like bowling balls into my right side, and I flop to the ground, and the ball falls between us. So in the same game that happened, so that's why I wanted you guys to let me hold on to that golden moment.
So a couple of years ago I was out going on a hike. It was right before I moved to Seattle, but I took like a trip out to Seattle to like look for apartments and stuff like that. And I was like, let me do something. So I was like looking on Reddit at what people were doing, and they just happened to be like, hey, we're doing like a random hike to at a Rattlesnake Lake. And I'm like, okay, I'll go to that. Sure, I'll meet some people and I'll do this thing. Yeah,
very outgoing of you.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, pretty uncharacteristic. That's not the end of the story.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, it just took a while to get there, so I thought, you know, that might have been a bit off.
No. So, like, I'd say maybe halfway up, meaning 25% through the hike period.
Sure.
Yeah, that math works out. Yeah.
Yeah. I ripped my pants.
Wait, what part of your pants?
Like the crotch, like the part on the bottom. It was like I was like taking a, I was like stretching my leg in an interesting way, and yeah, so it was.
Wait, how?
It was not good.
Why were you stretching it in an interesting way? What happened? Why did you rip your pants?
Because there were these like these rocks that were basically steps, but they were kind of tall, and there were a bunch of people coming down, and there was, I think, a dog at the same time, so I was kind of like going around this different way, and I just overextended a little bit, and it
Did you just blame a dog? Who does that?
So I did the rest of the hike.
Dogs are the most like widely beloved creatures in the world.
So I did the rest of the hike with ripped pants, and because I was in Seattle, I ended up needing to wear like my nicer pair of pants for the rest of the trip, even though I was just like walking around.
So you wore like suit pants?
No, not suit pants, but they were like khakis.
Do you pick up a trail name when you're out there because of your ripped pants?
No. That's Give good. Me one.
Well, I would have called you. I would have been like, look at, check out Holy over here. We got Holes. What was the main character in Holes? I'd probably call you that if I could Google it first.
I wish I peed through one of the holes because then I could be Rip Van Tinkle.
Why would you do that to yourself? That would be the most embarrassing thing ever, dude.
I'm just saying, like, it would make for a good nickname.
You want that nickname?
I mean, I don't want that nickname, but it like it's a catchy nickname.
RVT. Go on.
No, hang on. I have to read through my premise. You guys just talk for a second.
What did you write?
I wrote a whole thing.
Okay. Okay. I didn't. I wrote, Florida has so many animals.
God,
they have so many different kind of animals there. It was crazy. I saw a deer. I saw an alligator. I saw a bald eagle.
The first one you started was with deer. We've all seen deer.
Like a really two different kinds of squirrels, like herons galore. Those you know those birds that they swim in the water and then they get on the side and they kind of like go their wings out like those black ones. Owl, I saw an owl. So much wildlife in Florida.
Okay, great story. I'm ready to do my thing now.
Okay, thanks.
Jesus. Okay, so I had an idea for like the world's most interesting game show. Okay?
Okay. Mm. Sure.
It's a two-man show. You would be backstage and someone would offer you, let's say Josh would offer Mike $10,000 to just go up there and say nothing the whole time. Like no emotion, no nothing, just be blank. The entire time, like no matter what. And if anyone ever asks you about the performance afterwards, you just say, I can't talk about that. Okay?
Is this a game?
So hang on. Wait, yeah. So Mike, you would just go up there and you would just be quiet. So my first question is, would you do it as the quiet man?
I would. I would do it as the quiet man.
You would do it. Okay. So you have accepted this. Okay?
I have done this.
Whatever happens on that stage, you can never, ever address it in any way.
Okay.
So you and Josh walk out on that stage, all right?
Okay.
First.
So we're both contestants? I'm not the host. No. I'm offering him money.
You're the host.
Okay.
And you say the following.
What have I gotten myself into?
You already agreed.
Why wouldn't you be the host if you're saying it?
I wanted to include you, Josh. Here's what you would say.
Thoughtful.
Audience, everything I tell you is true. This man has paid me $10,000 to confess his sins while he stands beside me, totally silent. All he asks for is your attention and your forgiveness. Okay. This man is Michael Bogart. Josh, finish the next part.
He is 84 years old.
Okay.
he has used steroids his entire life to get this physique.
Here we go.
Okay. So my physique is good.
84 didn't really work for me, but this has started. Mike, you have to be quiet.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
No, I'm kidding. You could react. It'll be funny.
He has built all of his wealth on insider trading and not even done a good job at it because he needed to get the $10,000 from this.
People would know you were a bad insider trader. How humiliating for you.
That is embarrassing.
I was going to say something like, he is an aspiring creep.
I'm not even good at it.
I mean, I would have gotten there. I don't know.
Give me like a knockout one, Josh. Give me something that would just make Mike totally regret coming up on that.
What is my role in the thing except to just get slammed?
That's it, dude. You have to put up with it. If you can't do it, you lose the money.
In 84 years, he never learned how to tie his shoes.
Okay. Mike, would you be humiliated to the point of breaking?
It's not
with
even
that comment.
Like the thing about that one is like, it's not even mean. It's just like, come on. Yeah, I did. Like, would that would bother me?
But would it bother you enough to break the spell and give up the $10,000?
It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me for 10 grand. No,
Josh, keep going.
He has every sexually transmitted disease.
Oh, fuck. What would you do?
Next.
He's okay with it.
He has a habit of not informing women he dates about that.
Oh, shit. Dude, ooh, that goes right that after is, your reputation. It's a fuck.
Slanderous.
My God. There we go. That came out of nowhere.
Wow.
Boom.
That makes me a really bad person.
Right hook, dude. Right hook. Mike, would you break?
Yeah, I would. I would have to. I have felt some dignity.
Michael Bogart has lost the game of two-man chance.
Do I get something?
No.
I was on a golf trip last weekend, as I mentioned, and I also play on a softball team and a flag football team here at home.
Yeah, we get it. You're a real athletic guy. You're trying to backtrack the slander from the last thing.
My problem here is that like something has to be done about like the high five, handshake, like dap it up, bro hug, speaker handshake thing that like nobody knows what to do, because I've had a very, very rough time the last week. I'm going up for high fives and I'm like I just locked thumbs with somebody. We just locked thumbs and then like I was like, oh fuck.
Were you in a thumb war?
No, it was supposed to be a high five. We just only hit thumbs and then we shook thumbs.
Jeez, weird.
It sucked. And then
so you just missed the high five?
I missed the high five. I miss the high five every time. Or it's just never like a solid.
Why do you go for it, dude? Why do you initiate it? You put your hand up, people are going to try to five you.
Well, it's just, it's never like just a solid. It's always like, I hope the mic picked that up, but it's like. Anyway, my instead of is like, what can we do to congratulate each other? Or just like express enthusiasm bodily. That's just a little more. Better, accurate, more captures the spirit than this high five thing.
You know what you need? You need like what the Cleveland Cavaliers do. You need custom high fives that last like 14 seconds for each person on your team.
Like I need some more structure. I need some organization.
You need as much structure as imaginable.
So here's, I have the solution.
Okay.
What you need is not a new gesture. High fives work just fine. What you need is this attachment that will like strap to your bicep that will stick out in front of you for like maybe 2-3 feet. And it essentially is a ramp that has writing on the front of it that says place hand here. And it's just, it's a guide. It's like bumpers at a bowling alley, making sure that you're hitting it at the end and not going in the gutter.
Right out in front of me.
Yeah.
What an odd construction to this device. It's a bicep ramp?
It's very innovative.
What does that mean? What? I'm like looking at my arm right now. I don't understand how any of this would help me with a high five.
Well, it's
what
not.
What do you want me to do, Josh? Tell me again. Like, describe this for me.
Okay. So if you're going like a high five, your arm is like basically at a right angle. Like your bicep is parallel with the ground.
I'm doing it right now.
Yes.
I'm doing it right now.
And then your forearm is pointed straight up. So this bicep, it would strap to your bicep, and it would have like a rod that goes up next to your wrist, just to kind of like keep your arm there. So you're okay. Right where you need to be.
You'd make a triangle out of my arm, basically, and then I just keep walking like this into my high five and afterwards.
But
do you know how strange Mike would look to his teammates?
Well, his teammates would.
He'd look like that robot girl from that 80s show.
But that's not enough on its own, because he's having trouble aiming. So in addition to the support on his own wrist, it would have this like piece of like lightweight plastic that sticks maybe, I don't know, 2-3 feet forward, that kind of has like the guidance for where their hand has
My
to
partner.
Go. Exactly. Yeah, because high-fiving is a two-person job. And if one person messes it up, then it does ruin the whole thing. So this kind of guides them in for the landing.
Exactly.
This is a very bad invention.
Well, it's a very bad problem.
Top to bottom. This is a very bad invention. I don't like it. I'm visualizing everything that you have said. And I'm also now including the aspect of, not only does the person who I'm approaching think I'm weird as shit because like my arm is just stuck in a way, but now I'm telling them where to put their arm as I approach them. Like, no one wants any of the things that you've described.
What if the sign on the front, instead of just saying like place hand here, it said...
It would say place hand here? That's... God damn it,
what?
Dude.
Okay, it would say place hand here. I'm sorry, I don't know how to high five.
I mean, it's better than missing a high five.
Okay, if you hate it so much, what's your fucking idea then, tough guy?
I already said, complicated high fives. Go the other way.
Something like this happened to me once.
We're talking about you.
No, but
we're talking about a story that you told. Of course, it's something that happened to you.
I like the idea that maybe the thing that happened to him is a contraption to help with high fives.
Well, it is a contraption.
Oh my god!
But this just made me think of this. Like walking around with my arm stuck out made me think of when I was in middle school. I had this mouth orthodontia called a herpst.
So
I basically had like two pistons on either side of my mouth, and they were sometimes they get stuck so that like I couldn't close my mouth.
Oh my god.
So I would just have to walk around school, middle school, with my mouth wide open.
Oh no. That's a true story.
People just used to like it get stuck in class, and people just try to throw shit in it. There's nothing I could do.
Oh no. Did anybody ever get anything inside?
Yeah, man. People got stuff in all the time. No, like two or three times.
Yeah, people had good aim at Jefferson.
What's the worst thing that got in?
Oh, like an eraser, like the back of an eraser. Yeah.
Here's a contraption for you. It's attached to your wrist. You put your hand over your mouth.
God, stop making stuff. Hey, it's a little late in the podcast, but we had our first advertisement purchased.
We did?
What?
What?
Yeah, I forgot to consult with you both on the terms the vendor and all of that. But luckily I wrote it down so I can, you know, we can talk about it. I just needed to make the sale. I needed to close the sale.
Well, how'd we do?
Well, I'll tell you, but you know, first, let me just tell you all that for our listeners, for all of your design needs, go to alinawashburn.com. So, you know, that's a quick $35 for all of us guys. So good stuff.
I personally highly recommend Alina as a person and a designer.
You're not getting any more money. It's $35 total dollars. We're going to split it three ways.
Oh, never mind.
So anyway, listen, I just wanted to throw that out there because as you guys remember, we told a story about her design work last week and she liked the podcast and said, I would put an advertisement on that. And I said, you got $35? She said, yes.
Wait, you said 35?
It's the first number that popped into my mind. And so now we...
Well, how about 36? We're going to have to take 33 cents each.
Oh, right. Shit.
Anyway, go on.
That's it. That's the whole ad. So there you go, Alina. Money well spent.
I don't think she got her money's worth there. I don't know. I have nice things to say about Alina.
Yeah, what do you... Let's testimonial.
Okay, so...
This ad has already gone on for like two minutes, I think. We can't keep... We can't keep going. We cannot.
She took the photos at my wedding, and they came out great.
Oh my God.
I am not a photogenic man, and she made them look like halfway okay when I'm in them.
You know what? Somehow that made it worth it to keep this ad going.
Yeah. I don't know.
So good stuff, you know, go to alinawashburn.com. She's a design expert.
Use promo code instead of to get 50% off your first order. That's not right. I'm sorry. That is like a little too real. We can make it up when it's like Domino's, but yeah. No discounts. I don't know. She might give you a discount. I'm now wading into territory.
No, look, this is why I said that we should charge $35. I knew that our product was going to be full of shit. And so, like, giving someone a high estimate on a practice round felt wrong. Did you hear what Josh just said? Look, let's get it centered. Mike, just go ahead and close the ad. Say something to walk us out.
That's alinawashburn.com. Alinawashburn.com? Alinawashburn.com. Is that the website?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I didn't even check.
Oh, okay. I couldn't think of like a snappy look at the...
Wait, if I didn't check, we just kind of like put her name out there.
Wait, let me check.
It is. I checked already.
Okay. Oh my God, I spelled it right the first time. Wow, good website.
Wait, we should probably tell people how to spell it.
Oh yeah, that's true.
That is alinawashburne.com. One more time.
It's A L E N A. It's fine. It's fine. The ad is over.
It's fun reading ads. Is that the first ad you guys have ever read?
Yeah.
No. I got in trouble in high school because we had a radio station at the high school that I went to, 99.9 WHHB, and it was an educational station because it was out of high school, and my mom is an accountant, so she has, like, you know, clients from all over, and one of them owns a used car place in Holliston, and he was like, hey, I can give you a little bit of money if you want to read an ad of mine on the radio. So I said, sure, and then I got in trouble because it's an educational station and you're not allowed to have advertising on it.
That is definitely illegal. You just
you just
pocket the cash?
No, I mean, the ad went out. And yeah, I kept the money. I don't remember how much it was. I think it was only like $20 or something. But
20? Okay, so I was right in my wheelhouse with inflation.
We probably have more listeners than that station did, though. That station went like 80 feet.
Yeah.
And it was in a tiny, tiny town, but...
Was it all high school DJs?
Yeah.
How did you still manage to get in trouble, considering how low the stakes were?
Because they had this like recorder where anytime the mics were on, it recorded, and the like faculty member that oversaw all the radio station stuff listened to them.
This kid's selling ads.
Mike, do you remember when we got in trouble with one of your parents' workplaces?
What did we do?
For our first creative venture, the ChicagoSometimes.com.
Oh, God, yeah.
One of the employees of that place, who was a friend of ours, wrote a pretty hilarious review of A Day in the Life. And somehow that employer found out about it instantly, and we had to pull down a blog for like...
Yeah.
Honest to God, we thought that only the three of us even knew the address to it. Like,
the most exposure our blog ever got. They found it. They had like a Google alert or something because they found it within like 30 minutes of posting.
Oh, no. It was kind of amazing. I was kind of proud.
A police interrogation of a Kansas City man charged with drug and gun offenses ended prematurely when an investigator was driven from the room by what?
A smell.
So foul.
Okay, we're going back and forth here, sure.
Yeah, I'm Mike, finish the sentence.
A smell so foul, he had to leave the room.
Brilliant. A detective reported that when asked for his address, 24-year-old Sean Sykes Jr. leaned to one side of his chair and released a loud fart before answering. The Kansas City Star reports that Sykes continued to be flatulent and the detective was forced to quickly end the interview.
Pretty clever.
So that's a pretty inappropriate place to fart.
This cannot be your instead of, dude. We are three grown men.
Where
would be worse than this?
This.
Where would be worse than this?
I'm just doing a quick eval of my life. I would say the inauguration if you were president. That'd be pretty bad. Kind of all eyes on you. Or like a royal wedding in England.
So dignified, yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Royal wedding in England might really do it.
I was thinking just a wedding in general. If you're up on the altar, that's a pretty bad place to do it.
There's got to be America's funniest home videos that contain this content that we're seeking.
I'm not seeking it. I'm just asking the question. If you're seeking it, then you're the one who needs to evaluate your life, which you're already doing, so I guess good.
Do you guys remember a couple weeks ago when Vince Scully threw out the first pitch for a World Series game?
Yeah.
That would have been...
Quite a moment.
Yeah.
Quite a shot.
Right? What if he just, you know, let one rip 4 minutes into his monologue there?
Not very very graceful.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have really matched his demeanor.
I feel like when you're in a helicopter, not cool.
Why a helicopter?
I don't know. I feel like it's too, like, it's a pressure-packed situation. Like, even if you're just a passenger, you have a headset on. You shouldn't be farting anytime you have a headset on.
But I feel like it probably wouldn't get picked up if you had a headset on.
That's probably true. I'm sure it would just blend right in.
Yeah.
We must stop. We must. Thanks for listening. If you liked what you heard, or I guess even if you didn't, you know, you just ignore this if you didn't, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and, you know, try to subscribe if you haven't already and tell your friends to subscribe. You can find us on Twitter at InsteadOfFM or InsteadOf.FM, which is not on Twitter, but it is our website because Josh doesn't want to do .com for some reason. That's where we are. So thank you for listening. Bye. I don't know why you guys were so insistent on me charging her $35. It doesn't make any sense.
Also... That is not worth $35. I know that we said her name a lot of times, but like...
That's worth $35 to me because that's how much money is coming to our bank account.
I mean...
Therefore, proving its worth in the free market.
You know, that's...
$35 are mine to give and to give you guys a third of each. That's what we're gonna do. Because we got a spot for $35 for you!